Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. Steve Arterburn here, and really glad that you're with us here today. Dr. Dave Stoop and myself doing radio with you.
Got it all to ourselves.
Now, Dave, this is the first time that we've been on since we were over at Mariners Church. And what a great evening that was. We taped a program, and I believe that's going to play on September
15th.
The 15th.
Yeah.
So that, if you get a chance, tune in on the 15th. But that was...
John Townsend was with us, and it was...
He was.
It was a blast.
Yeah, and anyway, we love Mariners. You and I will be there with our team on October the 1st. For our very first Life Recovery Conference.
All day long. It'll be one thing after another. It's a power-packed program that I think people will be very happy with.
9 to 5 on a Saturday, October the 1st. And then later in October, we'll be doing the Take Your Life Back intensive weekend where, you know, if you are owned by anything, we're going to help you get through that. Before we get into the program, by the way, if you want to call us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We're only doing one program today. Usually we'll tape a couple of programs for when we're sick and ailing, but today it's one program, so call us, 1-800-229-3000. But Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio, and Larry, we have been talking about, as other ministries have, the worst August, the August of death and despair. And so we've had some people respond.
But we have. We've had a good response.
But we're not out of the woods.
But we're not out of the woods.
Yeah.
We kind of have, you know, the year started slow, and we kept thinking it's going to turn around, it's going to turn around.
Right.
Probably waited too long before we sent up the alarms.
Yeah.
So we have not just to pay what a regular month is. We have some catching up to do.
Yeah. And our assumptions about why have kind of been affirmed by some other folks.
Yeah, they have.
And, you go ahead.
Well, you know, the political campaigns, there's two fronts. One is there's so much uncertainty. And people hate uncertainty. And so it's often they just withdraw to wait to see what's going to happen.
Yep.
But it's also that a lot of people give to political campaigns.
That's true.
And there's no better politics than depending upon what we're doing to help people find their lives back.
No, that's right.
Well, I think the best way is to have it all done automatically, like I do, where you just take it out of my credit card every month, and it's summer or winter or whatever.
Well, speaking of that, you know, through today and tomorrow, Club New Life, we've had this special thing where you could sign up for $20.16, 2016. But on September 1, that goes up to $30. So if you want to be the cheapest Club New Life member possible, you could join right now today, Club New Life. And that really sustains us. You know, that's where we get that regular support. Larry, anything else you could say to encourage people maybe that have never supported us? We've had some people come through that have never given before.
Yeah, we'd have. We've had people that have given large gifts that have never given before. One gave to the scholarship fund. She was excited to hear that her money could go directly to helping somebody get help.
Yep, and that's what happens. You give us $1,000, let's say, and we don't do anything with that but let somebody go to a workshop that covers their... But a lot of times, that $1,000, for instance, might go to three people because we like people to participate at some level.
And it's, you know, just call us. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE.
800-NEW-LIFE.
That's 639-5433. If you have any questions concerning any of this, I'm available. You can ask to speak to me.
Yeah.
But we need your help. We really need it. So
and come back at the end of the program. Let's see if anybody responded. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us out.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, editor of the Life Recovery Bible with Dr. Dave Stoop. Did you know we're about to sell the 2.5 millionth copy of the Life Recovery Bible? And so we're going to have our first annual Life Recovery Conference right there in Southern California at Mariners Church on October the 1st from 9 to 5. It's going to be a day packed with 12-step wisdom, Christian 12-step recovery principles. It's going to be a great day. Come join us October the 1st, 9 to 5, Mariners Church. Call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and be part of the first annual Life Recovery Conference.
For more information or to register for the Life Recovery Conference at Mariners Church on October 1st, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to liferecoverygroups.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or liferecoverygroups.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn, and it is Dr. Dave Stoop with me. We are the co-authors of the new book coming out, Take Your Life Back. There's a devotional, 365-day devotional, a workbook, and then the book itself, Take Your Life Back. And this is the book for if you just feel like some area of your life is out of control, you're being driven by your past, or there's somebody in your life that has controlled you, this is going to be a big, big help to you. Right now, let's go to the phones. Let's talk with, on line one, Michelle, Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you. I have a question about mindfulness meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's become very mainstream for treating, you know, depression and anxiety. And since it's from a Buddhist philosophy, I'm wondering, can you apply all the aspects of this meditation without, you know, crossing over into someone else's religion?
Well, you have called on the right day because that usually I tell people that we've got the like an expert in some embarrassing area, you know, but Dave is one of the big proponents of biblical meditation or Christ-centered meditation, which, you know, has nothing to do with Buddha. So, Dave?
Well, Buddha wants you to empty your mind. And I'm always concerned about that because of the parable that Jesus told about the guy who cleaned out the demon in his house, and he cleaned his house and then left it empty, and seven more came back. The Buddha didn't invent meditation. You read Psalm 119, or you read Psalm 119 talks about Christian meditation, and the difference between Christian meditation and mindfulness that's so popular right now is that your mind focuses. You know, thy word have I hid in my heart that you won't sin against me, so that I won't sin against you, is in Psalm 119. And the only place that hiding the word of God in your heart is used in the Bible is with Mary in Luke chapter 2, when the shepherds come and tell her what the angels had said to them. It says that Mary hid these words in her heart and pondered them daily. That's Christian meditation. You focus on the scripture, and it will be it's great for depression, because one of the things they're finding now is that a lot of depression comes from high stress, and meditation is designed to reduce stress. And Christian meditation is not only designed to reduce stress, it's designed to further our growth and our development as believers. So I would encourage you to take what they teach you if you're in a workshop or something, and simply, instead of emptying your mind by focusing on a word, focus on Jesus or focus on a passage of Scripture, and just repeat it and ponder it and think on it and think on it throughout the day, and you will see really miraculous results from it, because it's God's word and there's power in it.
Even something as simple as a gratitude meditation, where you know you
meditation.
Meditation. Did I say medication again? Yeah. Same thing. All right. So you know, you just say, "Hey, I am grateful for Lord," and then you name something, and then Lord, I am grateful for something else. It's not real meditation, but it's a focus that when you finish and you've named all these things you're grateful for, you feel better.
Oh, wow.
You're connected to God. And some of the major things in your life aren't quite so powerful anymore. Any other question there, Michelle?
Well, then the deep breathing and focusing on your breath, you're focusing on something. You're not emptying yourself out.
Yeah, that helps
that's
you relax.
Oh, okay.
Relax, yeah, but then definitely. Take it to the next level and benefit from it. And sometimes a meditation that I will do is just not me. I'll just say that, not me. I'm just turning things over to God, not me. A lot of different things like that. I appreciate your phone call. And let us send you a copy of the Spiritual Renewal Bible. I think you're going to like that. And there are just all sorts of great passages that are focused. You know, there's a section there worth memorizing. And those are some great things to meditate on.
We've talked to the publisher, the Bible publisher, about doing a 5-year Bible for meditation.
Yeah.
And calling it the Meditator's Bible.
Yeah. All right, let's go to, I believe it's Ramona from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi there.
Hi. My name is Ramona, and I'd like to ask one question. I'm in a prayer group, and my best friend, we've had this for 20 years, and in the prayer group, we reveal things about our families, and my family has problems just like anybody else's, and some in pornography and things, and I heard on the radio that New Life as well as Focus on the Family has help, and I made this statement. I said, there is help out there for anybody that wants help and needs help in pornography and anything, and I never said her name or nothing, but she got unbelievable, angry, and yelled and screamed and everything.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Wow, that's...
So I didn't know how to handle this, and it's really destroyed our friendship because we were friends for 20 years.
Oh, dear.
I felt like this, if this is me, I would be so grateful, any kind of help. And I had a grandson that had a problem like this, and he's getting help, and I'm so thankful.
So what's the question for us then? How could we help you?
How would you handle the situation of when you mention to somebody there is help out there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I think I would start with, Ramona, is I would meet with her and say, I had no idea that I offended you so much. Help me understand what I said hurt you. And listen and see what it is. And I'm not sure what it would be either. That's kind of a mystery as to why someone would react so strongly.
To me, it was because, see, my family has the problem, too. And I was delighted to know they have New Life help out there for people. And you are all wonderful. I love listening to you on the radio. And you've gave me so much knowledge and information. And I'm a humble person, and I'm not trying to ever make
well, here's
fun
the thing.
Of anybody.
You can't control somebody's response. But when they do respond, going the extra mile or turning the other cheek or offering grace where other people might shame them is saying to that person, now, guy, I've been thinking about what happened, and I'm so sorry that maybe I didn't say that the right way or whatever. I just really wanted you to know how much help is there. Or you just say, please forgive me for not understanding, whatever.
Or ask, you know, I'm sorry I didn't realize that it would hurt so badly.
Yeah.
And help me understand that.
I told her two times I'm truly sorry. And I asked for forgiveness. I didn't mean to say anything to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But ask her what there was that was so hurtful in it, because you don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Really glad
you
called. I'm going to send you the 12 gifts of life recovery. I think you're going to like that. A lot of people don't realize, but when you work the 12 steps, some cream rises to the top, and you have this fruit in your life, these results, and that's what those 12 gifts of life recovery are. And while we're talking life recovery, October the 1st, come join us here in Southern California for our first Life Recovery Conference at Mariners Church, and that's going to be October 1st, 9 to 5. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. Right now, as most of you know, one of our great blessings is the TV.NewLife.com video selections. The programs, there are over 1,000, over 10,000 people subscribing. Here's one that Dr. Dave Stoop, sitting right next to me, did on this great topic, forgiving the unforgivable.
So that now, as we understand it from how Jesus taught, forgiveness is something that I do all by myself. I don't need the other person's involvement. My own story has to do with my forgiving my father 20 years after he had died. If he would have had to repent in order for me to forgive, I was lost. I couldn't do it. That's why a lot of people rush to the deathbed of a parent, because they've got to make things right before they die. And a lot of times when that happens, the other person is adamant. They didn't do anything. There's nothing to be forgiven. And so you're kind of stuck. But when you understand forgiveness as the canceling of a debt, that you don't owe me anything anymore, I'm doing this for my sake, I'm not doing it for your sake, I'm doing it to free me, then you see that forgiveness is separate. It's a unilateral process that I do all by myself. Reconciliation is a bilateral process. It involves both people in the process. And that's not always possible.
Yeah, so that's just one video. That's one program out of 1,200 that you can watch. And, you know, a lot of times you want to help somebody. Maybe it's they have a narcissism problem. Maybe it's pornography. They won't read a book. You give them a book, they won't read it. But you pull up one of these 10-minute programs, 15, some 7, and they'll watch it with you. And it can really change their life. Go to tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com. All right, let's go to Vicki from WBYN is the station she listens to. Hi, Vicki, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. What's going on in your life?
A whole lot, but my main question was, my best friend and I, a few years ago, went to our local Bible college, and we each got a lay counseling certificate. We found that it has come in handy because we've been volunteering at a homeless shelter the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what we learned came in handy, but we'd like to take it to the next step and maybe get some refresher courses. However, the courses that they offer at the Bible college are the same ones we already took.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any suggestions for us?
Oh, yes, we do.
A great one, I think. Awesome. Yeah.
We've done 36 hours of video, Steve and I, on the 12 steps, the laws of life recovery, and the gifts of life recovery. And they're available through the American Association of Christian Counselors. You can get certification from it. And they're designed for lay counselors and coaches in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the place to go would be
AACC.net.
AACC.net, and they will connect you with that. And we've had really, really good response to that, people feeling like it's an area they needed to know. They didn't know that much about it. And once they do it, then they're able to win that credibility battle with anybody that needs it.
And if you're working with people in a homeless shelter, you're going to deal with alcohol and drug problems. And to be knowledgeable about what to do with them,
well, we actually started working with children doing it. We started with a vacation Bible school program, and then we just kind of stayed on Wednesday evenings, and we called it Homework Help, where the women, when they went to chapel, could drop their elementary school kids off, and we make sure they got their homework done that night, had a craft for them and a snack, and then the moms picked them up.
Wow, super.
That's
great.
We were always told that these women do not open up to you because you're a stranger. Let me tell you, they opened up this. I don't know if it's because we're like old enough to be their mother, but we found out more things than their own counselors didn't even know.
Oh, I tell you.
You care about their kids.
When there is a safe place, it is so wonderful that women, men will open up about the most intimate things about their life, things that maybe they've held in 4 years. Well, I appreciate your phone call. We'll send you a Life Recovery Bible that'll go along with that study, and I hope that that's a blessing to you. Let me mention something to everybody. We have an app. New Life, finally, after all this time, has a New Life Ministries app. And on that app, you can live stream the broadcast. You can catch up on archive broadcasts. It's so easy. You can listen to some New Life moments, some short audio teachings, watch some short video teachings, read a daily devotional. You can connect with us through your favorite social media platform. You can even make a donation through that app. And, of course, that's available through the Apple App Store, Microsoft App Store, Google Play, and Amazon App Store. So just search for New Life Ministries app when you go to one of those stores and come join us. It is just exciting. You know, it's been a long time in coming, and our thanks, to Kim Dixon, who made this app happen. I think you'll like it. It sure makes everything we do very easy to access. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk with you. As we go to the break, the Life Recovery Conference Early Bird Discount ends on September the 4th. As we said, it's at Mariners Church. You can find out about it at liferecoverygroups.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back.
Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. And, let's go to Phyllis. She's calling from Puerto Rico. Really glad that she called us, listens online. Hi, Phyllis. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing okay. What's going on there in Puerto Rico?
Good. Thank you for taking my call, first of all. I'm a little nervous, but I have a question for you guys. I have a close friend who had an abortion, and she is really going through a hard time, and it's been years that she's had this abortion, and she recently told the father that she had an abortion, and she confessed to me that she had contemplated committing suicide, and she's just having a real hard time. She recently got married, and now she's finding that she can't have another baby, and I really want to help her. What can I do to help her?
And does she live there in Puerto Rico?
No.
No? She live here in the States, or?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, if I wish we had the book, Take Your Life Back, because that would really be a great help for her. I think Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable, would really help her. I think also I'll work it out where she can get some kind of a free subscription to TV.NewLife and look at the videos on Forgiving the Unforgivable. And then I'm going to send you the God of Second Chances, or send it to her. You can give her give us her address. And that's the story of me paying for an abortion and me really reaching a point where I wanted to take my life rather than take my life back. And I know it. There's nothing comparable to the shame or guilt that a woman might feel, but I sure felt it when I woke up to what I had done. And, you know, I would just reassure her, you are always there for her, and that she has not committed some unpardonable sin, that God is a God of grace and mercy and sees her pain and sorrow. And here's the thing. After I did what I did, I thought that I was supposed to be the person that felt worse about it than anybody else. I was going to prove to God how horrible I thought it was. And that kept me stuck in the shame. And then I realized that's what Satan uses. He uses shame, and God uses grace. And so I was able to move beyond it, which I'm hoping that she can do with your encouragement and some of these resources. Dave, what are your thoughts?
The other thing I would suggest, Phyllis, is something I do when I'm working with a woman who's had an abortion or several abortions, is I suggest that they go to the local center, you know,
pregnancy center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women's Resource
and
Center.
Get some training and be a resource for them, because it's like taking what happened and redeeming it through other people's lives. And her baby's gone, but there's other babies that are in the balance. And for her to get into that warfare, that spiritual warfare with those other mother-to-bes, and help them make a wise decision. Somebody never helped her with that. It's life-changing. I had one woman who had five abortions because her husband insisted that she do it because one of her kids had cancer, and she beat herself up over and over and over for it, and even though it was forced on her by her husband. And when she got involved with her pregnancy center, she came alive. And it's they love to have women like that come in and help them because their stories are so genuine.
And just one final note, and there's an example, Dave. It was forced upon her by her husband. Mm-hmm. So many women are experiencing shame over, they say, I had an abortion. But really, if you go back to that situation where they were, it's more like they had an abortion done to them or even forced upon them.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk to a 15-year-old who's still feeling shame at age 30 over an abortion, I say, well, tell me about that. Well, I told my dad I was pregnant, and he said, we're going to get that taken care of. Well, that's, you know, that's not having an abortion. That's having one done to
you. Forced on you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that these – yeah, go ahead.
She actually didn't tell anyone that she was pregnant or that she was having an abortion until years later. So I really feel bad for her, because in that situation, she was all by herself. And she was even contemplating suicide. So.
Oh, dear. Well, I tell you, we've been so blessed to have people stand up at the end of one of our intensives and say, this happened a couple of times in 30 years. I've never even said the word abortion. Somebody has said, and now they're up telling people, I feel for the first time that God has forgiven me and I'm free of that shame. And that's what we want for her. I wish she could get to an intensive. That would be pretty amazing. All right, 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number to call. We're glad that you're with us. You know, on the 21st of October is our Take Your Life Back workshop. And right alongside it is our Marriage Solution Workshop. We've seen marriages that were dead and buried, and they've come back alive. And we've seen some pretty good marriages become great. Every Man's Battle is September the 9th. Many of you have seen the story of Anthony Weiner on the news. Once again, he's in trouble. And before you're publicly humiliated, just call us and take care of this. Get it done. Get it out of the way. We can help you. September the 9th in Dallas, October the 7th in Washington, D.C. We'll be back right after this.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I've read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. As I mentioned earlier, we have an app. Go to one of your app stores on your cell phone or computer and just look for the New Life Ministries app and jump on it. Also, you may not know this, but this month, right now, if you give a gift of any amount, you get the New Life Lunch Cooler. I didn't even know we had these, and then I saw one, and they're so cool. But so when you have a New Life Lunch Cooler, it not only cools your lunch, but it tells other people where they can get some real food for the soul right here at newlife.com. Dave, don't groan at that, please.
Oh, that was delightful.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Marianne, Tallahassee, Florida. She listens to WEGS. Hello, Marianne. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just want, speaking of food for the soul, you all provide that to me, or have been providing it since 1990. I've been listening to you off and on, and I'm sorry that I haven't supported the ministry more than I have, but I intend to do that.
Thank you. Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I've been married 16 years, and I have never had a fulfilling sexual experience with my husband, and it's extremely painful. I've experienced some anger and bitterness and loneliness over it. I've been to 5 different counselors, probably read 30 or 40 books. One book that I bought my husband for Christmas last year is entitled Kiss Me Like You Mean It by Dr. Dave Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished reading Every Woman's Battle. My husband, one of the things that he has a stumbling block with is he doesn't like to kiss.
Mm.
And we have mechanical sex, and you know, we've been in counseling over this, and he just doesn't really think it's that big a deal. But it bothers him that it bothers me, but you know, when he connects with me, he kisses me because I want it, but not because it's something he enjoys. So I can't get any satisfaction or fulfillment from doing it for me. So one of my issues comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, It says to avoid fornication. And, you know, I have been tempted. I haven't, gratefully and by the grace of God, haven't stepped out of the marriage.
Yeah.
But it's to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman mm-hmm. her own husband. Let the husband render unto his wife due benevolence. And that's what's missing.
Right.
You know, that due benevolence. I think those due benevolence needs are different for different people. But without that, that one spouse, like the Bible says, is vulnerable.
Well,
and
Marianne,
yes.
You know, the Bible says to not withhold sex from your partner because it really does set them up for greater temptation. And then there are times where the Bible says maybe you could agree on it. But what you've got is an ongoing, nagging sexual intimacy problem that I do not think will ever be solved by any book that you could give. In fact, every time you give him a book, you're essentially saying to him, you're not good enough, I don't like you, you know, all those things. And he said, so I just wonder, you said you've been to a counselor. Have you ever been to anybody that kind of specialized in this area?
Well, I asked that question. I guess the answer to that, the short answer is no. Most counselors, well, three of them said they'd never heard of anything quite like that. It's usually a woman being frigid that they've dealt with. But I did ask my husband if he would go to the Ultimate Intimacy Weekend on July 22nd with me, and I even booked the hotel just believing that he was going to do that. And he said to me, I'm just not emotionally ready for that. And I said, mm-hmm. honey, it's 15 years. I'm not emotionally ready to continue on like this.
Yeah, and you know what? If he had gone there, he would have, oh, my goodness. The men that came, they were so grateful they came, and it really did change a lot of things. Maybe I think we're going to do another one in February. Maybe he would come to that. In these kind of cases, you know, if I was talking to him, Marianne, I would say to him, a big part of marriage is accepting not only the person that I'm married to, which isn't going to be perfect, but accepting my responsibility. And so his responsibility is to go get some help himself to figure out what is it that prevents him from enjoying kissing another person. And
he doesn't like it because he's a bit of a germ freak,
yeah.
And it's not...
Well, most likely, right. But
he's never been sexually abused or anything like that.
But he can work through that, see, if he would get some help. Because all of us, there are three A words that when you stop doing this, you're miserable. You accept the other person and your responsibility. You adapt to some of the interesting things about them that maybe you don't like or like, and you accommodate that other person. Now, some of this is good for you to focus on too. In other words, the more you accept him as broken rather than weak or a flawed male, the more you kind of adapt to him, like maybe try to be intimate with him without lip kissing. Maybe there is a way. And the more that you accommodate and see that for whatever reason he has this propensity to hate germs and all that, the more you do that, it may draw him to you. But right now I sense, you know, that I'm sure he senses that you really have some bitterness and resentment. And it's justified, but even when it's justified, we got to work through it. Dave, your thoughts?
The other thing I would do is a part of that acceptance thing. It's not his problem; it's our problem. And I would talk about the February intimacy weekend and say, mm-hmm. I need help, and I want you to come with me. You can sit there and ignore the whole thing if you want, but I need help because I don't know what to do. And I feel like a failure. Own more than your part, even, so that you kind of offset some of the blame that has been placed on him. Because if he feels like a failure, which is the man's worst fear, is to feel like a failure, he gives up trying. And he's not ready emotionally to come in July because it'll just be another failure. But if you make it a focus that we both need help, but I need help especially, because I can't keep on living like this. And I need to go, and I want you to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do anything except attend and be part of the event, but the focus is going to be on me because I need help.
And Dave and I have been looking at all of the stuff that revolves around my side of the street. What can I do in response? And somehow, I just hope and pray that you can work on the resentment, the bitterness, while you're moving him, both of you, to get some help that would draw both of you back to each other. That is really rough. And, you know, that's why we did this ultimate intimacy intensive for marriage, because it is so common that there's some issue here. But each person is responsible to do what they can to heal it and to make it work, because it's just one of the greatest blessings that God gives any of us. Let's go to David, Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Sirius XM, channel 131 at noon Central Time. Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
Doing okay. What's going on?
Hey, I got a quick question. When I first got married, in my second marriage year, I cheated on my wife like right after we got married.
How long ago was that?
8 years ago.
Okay.
We'd been in a previous relationship. I mean, we were dating for 2 years. We got married after 2 years of being together. I came out of a terrible, terrible relationship where my first wife, she cheated on me, you know, kind of messed me up mentally. You know, two kids with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to ever get married or in a relationship ever again. And, you know, met this girl through church, and we started dating and wanted to get married. We got married, and I don't think I dealt with my past relationship before I got married, remarried.
So how'd you fall into that relationship right after you were married? What were you in a bar drinking? What was it?
No, it was just she was a coworker, but we didn't work together often.
Okay. So since then, what has happened in your life since you did that? Have you been faithful, or have you?
Oh yeah. I've been faithful. Kind of crazy, you know, the first 8 years of our marriage, because of dealing with all this stuff, you know, I wasn't the nicest guy or the best guy. I never abused my wife or anything like that. I just wasn't wholeheartedly in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is the question for us as we go to this break?
Yeah, I mean, do I gotta confess this to my wife now?
Okay. After 8 years, do you confess it to your wife? Okay. How would you describe your marriage right now before we go to the break? Great, good, poor, what?
Yeah, I think it's great.
It's a great marriage. Okay. Well, we'll let Dr. Stoop take a first shot at this right after this message. Glad you called, Dave.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We came here as our last resort. We're going to go through counseling. They're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love, and what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with David, married 8 years, says his marriage is great, but he was unfaithful in the beginning of the marriage. And the question is, do I tell her now? Dave, your thoughts.
Well, it's a tough question, Dave, because there's answers possibly both ways, yes and no. The no says that there's always going to be something that's between you two. The yes says it could open up Pandora's box. So I remember some years ago at a conference, a woman asking me the same question. And I said to her, I said, I think what you need to do is you pray daily that God will prepare your heart and make a very obvious time for you to tell your husband what happened. And I wasn't really copping out. I was sincere about it. And I said, and let me know what happens. About 6 months later, I got a letter from her saying that it happened the way I said it would, that it was an obvious situation where she should tell him. And there was an immediate kind of reaction. But because she had prepared herself and prepared herself by praying about it, there was a great response eventually, and they got past it and restored the sense of their relationship that they had before she confessed. So I would say the same thing to you. You pray about it regularly. God, show me when I should do it. Prepare my heart to say something, and then say something when the opportunity is so obvious you can't not say something.
Yeah, Larry, you want to?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in here. I wanted to jump in here because I go to the Every Man's Battle workshop every month. And I just want to pass on what Jason would say. Jason would ask you, how well do you want to be known by your wife? He has a session on Saturday afternoon at Every Man's Battle, and it's all about full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these guys are just shaking in their boots because their wives don't know half, if anything, of what they've done.
Yeah.
But he says, if you want to be fully known by your wife, then you find the time. I think your advice is good.
And I've dealt with those guys, with the wives, after they come home, because it's like a bomb that dropped.
Well, it's going to put everybody in a painful
turmoil.
Place, but on the other side of that can be great. Now,
but you got to get help.
Amen.
And that's what Dave and I were talking about at the break is, David, if I were you, I'd get involved with a counselor, with your wife, say, hey, look, I want us to go and I want us to do some work. And then, maybe you have a private session with that therapist, you tell him the deal, and he can help you tell her. But look, let's just also talk about the other side of this.
Help you deal with the fallout.
If somebody was married to someone and they absolutely knew that they would commit suicide, well, you wouldn't tell them. You might tell them at another time, but at this fragile point. Or if you knew, in my mind, if you knew that absolutely this marriage is over, then you might want to really pray, like Dave said, for 6 months. But I got to tell you, those are pretty rare situations, and I believe that the person you married has a right to know, and I think that both of you will come to a place of healing and restoration if you'll, commit to healing and restoration together. That's the best that we can do. I'll send you a copy of Every Man's Marriage. I think that's going to help you also.
Steve, what would you think if we sent him that sheet on full disclosure that we
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a sheet. But I'm telling you.
It's a frame brown envelope, so.
it's a rough, rough situation, and that's why God is so good in telling us, why don't we just not do these things? Why don't we just avoid this kind of heartache? Well, Larry, you're here. Let's just finish up the program, encouraging people to support us. They can get a New Life lunch cooler is our way of saying thanks. Also, this is the last couple of days. They can sign up for Club New Life at $20.16. Mm-hmm. What else? I mean, it's August. It's a horrible August for many ministries that we've heard about, and it's a tough one for us.
And first off, I want to say thank you to everybody who has given.
Amen.
I don't want to forget our appreciation for that and the difference that that will make in people's lives. Who I want to appeal to right now are those of you who have never given to New Life. I know that there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening to this program right now, and you have never thought about, or you always thought, somebody else will take care of this. Well, today's your day to be that somebody else, and today is that someday that you thought, someday I'll give. We just need you to step up and help us. And if you have already stepped up and it's been a while, thank you. We would love for you to step up again. And the final appeal I have is if you are one of those people that make gift at year end, there are some people that give one time a year. They'll make a good size gift at year end. Good size is subjective. To some people, it's $100. To some, it's $10,000. But if you're one of those people, would you consider moving up that time frame instead of giving the last week or two of the year? Would you consider making a gift now? It would help us immensely.
Well, thank you for that, Larry. You know, we've worked through some pretty amazing tough times over almost 30 years of New Life Ministries. And we have had people come alongside and really jump in and help us get through the tough times. And I'm just praying that that's going to happen here also, as the folks have called us. A few folks have called us this week and stepped up for the first time. They've never given before. So if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also the same number if we can help you. Now, we can help you with a resource that might change things. We can help you with an intensive. We've been working on intensives for over 25 years to create the most helpful experience in the least amount of time. And over again, it has proven to be just that. So you call us and we'll help you that. And then we've got 1,500 counselors around the country in our network. We can refer you to a counselor and get you on the road to transformation. That's what we want to see happen. Now, a few things I just want to remind you. I've mentioned them before. Our Life Recovery Conference, October the 1st at Mariners Church. The early bird discount ends in about 6 days on September the 4th. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or you can go to liferecoverygroups.com. Go to your app store, wherever it is, and you can just look for or search for New Life Ministries app, and you'll find our app and download it for free. It'll give you access to all that we do. Really makes it easy for you to hear the program, live, whatever. It's all there. And then we have our intensives coming up. Take Your Life Back, first one we've ever done, October the 21st, right alongside the Marriage Solution Workshop, October 21st, and then the amazing, life-changing Every Man's Battle. Don't wait until some horrible, humiliating, shameful thing is made public in your own small world, the way we're seeing it made public on a larger scale here with Anthony Weiner. Just do it. Get it taken care of. Come to Every Man's Battle, September the 9th or October the 7th. And on the 9th, it's in Dallas. 7th, it's in D.C. And November the 4th, it's in Orange County. It could change everything for good. And then don't forget, tv.newlife.com. You know, we love getting to be with you every day. And when you come to one of our intensives, they have some very unique elements that we've worked on. One is, well, you're not going to experience any shame. They're shame-free zones. And another one is you're going to laugh. You laugh. And we really believe that a cheerful heart is good medicine. And if your heart isn't cheerful, nobody is going to take care of that but you. And you just have to get some of that old nasty shame and resentment, bitterness, and fear out of there so you can have that merry heart, that cheerful heart. That's what we want for you. If you need some help, you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.